5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah, it is Wednesday. You know that music? Well, I know John Cena grabbed it too, but it's Mike Dickinson's music. Mike is our local homegrown Andy Knows, citizen journalist. Joins us exclusively on Wednesdays. Mike, thank you for being here, my friend.
Anytime.
Where should we start? It's been a rather interesting week. UVA, you want to tackle that? The departure, sort of, of Jim Ryan?
Yeah, let's talk about Jim Ryan, the former president of UVA, resigning and now going back to being just a professor. You know, all of this local media and all of the media wants to write a sob story about, oh, it's so terrible that Trump is going after these college presidents and he's going after the educational system, but they don't tell the truth about it. They don't tell the truth about the fact that Jim Ryan was given an ultimatum to stop the illegal DEI discrimination policies at UVA. Jim Ryan was told to do it, and he was told that the federal government and the Department of Justice was actually going to enforce the Department of Justice laws, and Jim Ryan willingly chose to break the law. He willingly chose to set an example of being a criminal when he's supposed to be an example, and he basically thought that he could shake his thumb in the face of the authority and be like, no, I'm a college president, I have all these degrees, I know best, I'm not going to listen to anybody, and continue discriminating. And so that's what happened to Jim Ryan. So I feel no sorrow for him. He deserves what he got, which was to be fired. He resigned, but technically he was going to be fired because of all the discrimination lawsuits that are piling up against UVA.
It'd be nice if he could grab that goofy Larry Sabato on his way out the door, you know?
You would think so. I mean, there have been so many stories about Larry Sabato and his lurch to the far left and the lurch that he's had, and just the unwillingness to investigate any of them. You know, Larry Sabato, I filed a FOIA request a couple years ago to try to get to the bottom of some of these rumors that have circulated in the social media sphere about Larry Sabato that are not flattering to him whatsoever. And in the interest of public knowledge and journalism, I filed a FOIA with UVA, and then I get a report back that just to get emails, it was going to be $25,000 to get copies of the public record on possible monies that have been paid by UVA about Larry Sabato and involving him. So you tell me, was Jim Ryan covering up for him? Were they trying to cover for him? Who knows? But it's not a good look when someone in the public wants to know what public money is being spent for in relation to a public employee, and then you get that kind of a letter, $26,000, to find out what UVA knows about that.
Boy, that's insane. That's insane. Well, I'll tell you what I need to know about Larry Sabato. I had driven home when he described people supporting President Trump at that rally as Nazis. That was it. I mean, I don't know all the background stuff with him. Like you, I've heard all these rumors over the years, but man, he's not doing anything right by UVA as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to your alma mater, VCU, because they count some proud alums, right? They got Mike Dickinson, and who else they got? No, come on, they got other people, right?
Yeah, well, it's surprising, but not surprising, considering how far VCU has gone to the left the last few years, that we've all heard about this mayoral candidate in New York City, yep. Zohran Mamdani, far, far left. He's a Democratic Socialist. He hates white people. He's made that clear in various posts that he's made. He hates the police. He's made that very, very clear the last few years on posts that he's made. He won the Democratic primary to be mayor of New York, which means, in all honesty, he's going to be the mayor, because it's just like sheriff in Richmond. If you win the Democratic primary, you're the de facto person.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, Democratic Socialist, he's going to be the mayor of New York. And it looks like his wife, Rama Dewaji, she's 27. She's a proud graduate, 2019 graduate of VCU, Communication Arts major.
Communication
arts major. But this is my question. So reading about her and studying her, it looks like when she was at VCU, it looks like her major focus in art was on doing shows on body dysmorphia, which means that if you don't, which means that if you're doing art about people who are either overweight and feel like they're overweight, or how people's body image. And I mean, that's all fine and good, but I hope the hell that the taxpayers then pay for that with a student loan. I mean, all these people on the far left complain about student loan debt. Well, did they get degrees in something that actually pays, or did they get degrees doing art on body dysmorphia? Dysmorphia. I mean, really. I mean,
well, so, look, Mike, in all fairness, the whole basket weaving curriculum was unavailable. I mean, it was all filled up. You know, no TA positions there, so... well, it's going to be fascinating, and I'm sure VCU will be happy about that on some level. It's craziness. I want to talk a little bit about Jason Meagher as our attorney general, because I got to tell you, I like Jason, and I've liked Jason all along. I think he's a tough guy, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. He sees something wrong. He sees some sort of criminal behavior. He's all over it, and he wants to make sure, among other things, that people are not repeating crimes.
Right. And Jason Meagher, we've got to get him reelected this year, because if not, Virginia is in a lot of trouble. So he was giving a press conference a week or so ago about this Truth in Sentencing bill that the Democrats pushed through in 2020. You remember 2020 when the Democrats were dancing all day to profane songs in the state capitol? They documented themselves doing it, and when they were pushing everything through, when they were having Zoom sessions, and if you were not speaking on their behalf, they would basically silence you on that. When they were doing everything they complain about is what the Democrats were doing. 2020, they passed this early release program. And basically what it is it rewards people who are in prison for two or three or four days of good time for every day they serve. So basically these people are getting good time, so time off their sentence. And as a incentive to, hey, if you behave, you get out early. Not a terrible idea, but also not an idea that goes along with the tenet of law and order, that if you do the crime, you do the time. And it comes to the fact that it doesn't work. The recidivism rate, and people out there may not know what recidivism means. It means that if someone is convicted of a crime, if they go back to a criminal lifestyle. And in 2023, which what we saw in the state of Virginia, out of 10,000 people released early via benefit of this program, 50% got rearrested within the same year. And 2024, we only have the first half of the year in that data, but it's running a very, very similar numbers. So it looks like the idea that the Democrats push of rehabilitative justice, where you give people a break if they behave, is not effective at teaching people the lesson that crime hurts and you've got to do the time. So I'm glad that he's pointing that out, and I hope we are able to get rid of that program in Virginia, because it's allowing criminals into our community. And, you know, look, people do crime, you know, we forgive them, you know, people can make a good turnaround, but at the end of the day, you know, the statistics, they don't back it up. It shows that like 50% of people that do crime typically go back to doing crime.
The numbers are staggering. Mike, we always bring you out with the song that John Cena borrowed from you. So what is Mr. Cena up to? Is he really like 2 weeks away from just hanging up the boots?
We will see. It looks like they're advertising or pushing a SummerSlam rematch against Cody Rhodes again. So we had that match at WrestleMania. Cena won. We have that match coming up at SummerSlam. I don't think Cena will hang it up before we get to SummerSlam, because that's going to be a premier match. It's, you know, at MetLife Stadium right there in New Jersey, across the river from New York. And I'm sure that would be the headline match of the weekend, Cena versus Rose. And it wouldn't surprise me at that if that would be the time to drop the title back to Cody Rhodes. Or who knows, maybe in the next 2 weeks we see a return from The Rock. Where has The Rock been at? Ever since he was instrumental in getting Cena back into the picture, The Rock has disappeared. I don't know what The Rock's doing, but I thought that he would be very, very, as the final boss, much more heavily involved, but it looks like he's checked out.
Wow. All right. So it could just be Cena does the favor for Rhodes. Everybody goes back essentially to where they were. And John Cena, what? He's headed out to Hollywood full time, correct?
It looks like it. He's doing the Comic-Con scene big time right now. I mean, every weekend he's booked somewhere. You see it on social media. He's doing all these autographs and meet and greets, and he's not necessarily staying in his angry, irritated character when he's doing them, or his resentful "the fans used me" character. It looks like he's smiling and being happy in the photos that have been out.
Why? Because people are paying $200 for a photo. With that's why he's so doggone happy. That's why. There you go. That's the answer to everything, Mike. Pin me, pay me. I learned that my first day on the job. Pin me, pay me, brother. That's all I need to know. Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I really do. I appreciate everything you do for this program. I look forward to Wednesdays, and I look forward to your return to social media. I know you're busy trying to get all of that sorted out. So I just thank you. I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate being on your show, and we'll be back on social media soon. Don't worry.
I love it. Thank you, sir. Mike Dickinson, our local Andy Ngo. I'm telling you, citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and pro wrestling analyst. Love it. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.